Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts, Salsa.
Matt.
And Jenna.
Salsa, did you get a new radio voice?
Your tones were this dulcet. Is the same radio voice I've always had.
I don't know. I feel like there was a little bit more, a little more smoothness on that.
There was a bit fuller.
Yeah. A bit fuller. I finally got my pubic hair.
Oh, God. Ew. Nope.
I regret everything.
Nope. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, we're good.
Cool.
Everything is as it... I was going to say should be, but I don't know if it should be.
Everything is awful.
It really is.
Yeah. Right
now. It's fucking cold as
it is. It's cold. It's really cold in this room, actually.
Yeah.
That's because the door was left open and none of the heat stayed in here.
No.
I'm going to start some fires.
Like, my house has warm rooms.
Mm.
Sure.
Yeah, my apartment is the same way, except that all the rooms except my bedroom are the warm rooms.
Yeah, well, our bedroom is the room furthest from the furnace, so yeah, it's the coldest.
Oh. There's something wrong with the... Because I have, like, the... They're the equivalent of, like, window AC units, but they're built into the wall.
Right.
And the one in mine, the vent won't shut.
Oh.
So there is... You can just feel cold air coming in through that, and I have yet to, like, saran wrap it over.
Yeah.
And so my room is about 15 degrees colder than the rest of the apartment at all times.
Oh, see, I have the opposite thing.
It's cold.
I have the opposite thing, where my apartment is on the third floor, top floor, and it's ridiculously hot all the time.
Yeah.
Like, even for me, who loves it ridiculously hot. Like, it's generally 80 degrees in the apartment overall.
Mm-hmm.
My bedroom gets up to 85.
That's going to be real pleasant in the summer.
Well, I mean, I may not be there in the summer.
Fair enough.
Also, one of the reasons why it's so hot there is because... When everybody, it's radiant heat, so when everybody else turns on their heat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're still going to get everybody's heat.
But I can't turn my heat off, is basically what it comes down to.
Right, but people aren't going to be running their heat in the summer, but you're still going to get people's, you know, just ambient heat coming up.
Sure.
It'll still be just, it'll, never mind.
It's math. Oh, that's a cute picture.
No, the warm rooms in the house are thankfully the kids' bedrooms.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
that's really the important ones because Radley and I can put more blankets on and cuddle. You know, I know, gross, right?
Barf for days.
Oh my God, I need a drink.
Speaking of barf, yes, thank you for taking the same segue opportunity.
I knew where we were going with that one.
So, what are we all drinking?
We are drinking a hodgepodge today.
Hodge?
Because
I like the podge.
Podge that podge.
Because I have no money and this is what I had in the fridge.
That's true.
So, Jenna, what are you drinking?
I am drinking Mackenzie's Hard Cider Black Cherry.
Oh, nice.
Right. Mackenzie's is the brand of cider we had last time around, but this is the
good.
Cherry instead of the reserve.
Oh my God,
black cherry!
I'm gonna
is a
make out with
I
this bottle.
Yeah, that one's a pretty good one.
Oh my God.
I actually enjoy that one. Matt, what do you got?
I've got Central Waters Brewing Company Scotch Ale Brewer's Reserve,
and
which I'm about to try. I'm trying to see where this is from. Oh, Bourbon Barrel Scotch Ale.
Yeah.
All right, so we're doubling down. Oh, yeah, that's exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, no, that was a good one.
Because, yeah, Scotch Ale, I like. There are some I've had that are too smoky.
Mm-hmm.
The Bourbon Barrel, which is often too cloying for me because it's a little too
usually
sweet.
Too syrapy, yeah.
They balance each other
nicely. I enjoyed that.
This is remarkably good.
And I am having a Summit Unchained Series, batch number 23, Dark Infusion.
What's the new one?
This is a Dark Infusion, a coffee milk stout.
Oh, nice, 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 nice.
And it is delightful.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We all win today.
Indeed.
Victory for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of victories, we had a Fearless Lab show, so we're recording a little late today. Well, I had a Fearless Lab show. You guys were smart and were able to stay warm. I had to go trudge out into the middle of the fucking Northeast.
Warm, yes.
Smart, no.
Just chilling out and relaxing and maxing all cool, not so much.
Shooting people?
Little man is teething right now.
Oh, fun.
And so he is not happy with the world.
Yeah.
And has let everybody in the house know about it.
I mean, that's your move at that age.
Well,
so I kind of wish I was out in the cold.
If I had injured teeth, you guys would be hearing about
it.
Oh, yeah. Like, I would be bitching up a storm. I don't think you outgrow that.
He has been on a hair trigger for the past couple days.
Yeah.
That's a fun time. We had a lab show tonight, which, despite it being none degrees or even a lack of degrees right now... In fair Minneapolis, was pretty well attended. It was nice. I was a little worried. And we had some folks that had never attended the lab show before. We had some folks that had never performed at a lab show before, which is always fun for me. I always think it's cool to get someone new on stage. And we had some returning folks that I also enjoy. So we had, for those of you that were not able to be there, we had John Euchar, we had Kara White, we had Chris Devon, we had Jenna Lee Randall, and we had a new piece written by Megan Slauson that was performed kind of as a staged reading type radio to play type thing that's a nice work in progress that she's kind of fiddling with, and had a really good time. It was a totally different take on comedy from every single person, which is also what you like. They were all basically stand-up. There weren't like wide format differences with the exception of like the stage reading part, which is fine, but like people had different sensibilities in how they went about it, which is always good. So that was delightful. Which is also exciting because this month is one of those months, they happen like once or twice a year, where the second Tuesday of the month, which is lab, and the third Thursday, which is double blind, are on the same week.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's exciting because it's like I got to talk to all these people that have never been to a show before, and they're like, oh, you know, like what else? I'm like, well, 2 days. Come right back here.
Right.
Spend $5 and, you know, see this show. And a few of them are like, actually, I think I'll do that. And I was like, fucking cool. We'll see if any of them do. But I was like, that's awesome. Like, I really like the idea of like, you know what? We're going to be here doing this thing. Show up and see more of it. And that's kind of nice. So, and this is a very nicely stacked double blind this month, too. So this should be really funny.
Oh, yeah.
But
I've seen the list. It looks amazing.
It's going to be good. So I'll be there with the boy. So if you do show up, make sure you say hi. But, yeah, lab went very well. I did realize, once I got to Salsa's place just a short time ago, that I had, because I was distracted kind of schmoozing and counting out the money and all that stuff, that I forgot to, like, get my card back from the bar. Like, you know, I just had a credit card to do a tab and was like, okay, I'm going to head up there. I put my glass down. Hey, will you come sign? Okay, yeah, and I went to sign off on the money or something. And then I think I considered that done. Like, I'd finished the money part of the night.
Right.
And then forgot to go, like, actually sign my tab, which is like, ugh, I fucking hate that. And it's honey, so it's not a big deal. I'm not worried about it.
Right.
But then I got to make a trip out there tomorrow. And then, lo and behold, our Scandinavian friend, James Fairbairn, the Awfulcopter podcast, messaged me minutes ago saying, hey, left your card at the bar. You want to grab that for you? You had salsas? And I was like, yes and yes. Tip that guy $10. So that guy's getting a tip that's nearly as big as my tab. But that's awesome. If he's going to let someone else bring my card home to me, I will.
Well, James is real. He's feeling really generous with your money right now. So
right.
He's going to tip that guy $20.
Yeah, very well could be. That's
I will tip him what
I'll
consider
want. A delivery fee. So, yeah, depending on when he gets
James
here.
Is just going to get bottle service for that guy.
Right. Yeah, so depending on when he gets here, we may have a guest for some portion of the show here.
Well, that would be exciting.
So we'll see. So lab was fun. I'm an idiot. And that pretty much sums up.
This whole scan
pretty much checks out.
I think this is so far, this is unassailable. What about you guys? What have you been up to?
Well, I am not going to be at Double Blind this Thursday because I will be at auditions for Fearless 5.
Yay.
It's 5 short plays being put on in an evening. Well, I mean, several in a production, I guess. For like, we have 4 shows. But it's 5 short plays, so there are 5 writers, 5 directors. It kind of reminds me a little bit about Young and Fearless, only it's not sketch. It's still comedy in short play form, mm-hmm. but that doesn't necessarily mean it's sketch comedy
proper. Yeah, I guess
proper.
Technically, like, we're considering, like, a collection of one acts.
Basically,
but they're all
yeah.
roughly 15 minutes.
Yep.
So...
And we've got some really good writers that have come up with some good stuff, and some phenomenal directors. I might be one of them. I'm totally one of them. So we're having auditions this Thursday and Sunday morning. Thursday night, Sunday morning at Mounts Theater.
Uh-huh.
I love the Mounts Theater.
They're
fantastic.
Super great. You've heard Indeed. Me gush over them. Mm-hmm.
Right. And also happening there is Klingon Christmas Carol.
Talked
about it before, and yeah,
I got to talk to Nathan about it tonight, and I saw that was going. He said it's doing very well. He said they had their houses have gotten bigger pretty much every show.
Yeah,
and he said their Sunday matinee this week was their biggest yet, which is insane.
Yeah,
for Sunday matinee
with
shitty weather.
Yeah,
oh, good.
I was there for it, and it was because I've been going to the Sunday matinees because matinees tend to have lower.
Yeah, so it's a nice time to show up.
Yeah,
all right, for sure.
Cool. I'll come watch, take some notes, give some notes. And, yeah, no, it was Not a full house, but pretty impressive.
It's 130 something, I think, is what he said. Yeah. Which is, it's a lot for that theater. That really very, is. Very nice. Yeah.
Like they did put in like an extra row or two.
Awesome. Because yeah, they still got this weekend and then the Friday, which is Christmas Eve.
Yep. The eve left. Of Christmas Eve.
Yeah, exactly. We were trying to find a way to say that that didn't sound stupid, and then we just thought it was more fun to say Christmas Eve.
You've cubed?
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Just daisy chain those together is what
am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
I kind of like Eve cubed, though. That's,
yeah, that's good.
That's my favorite.
Saw that on Sunday and then drove as quickly as I could in the shitty, shitty snow to get to the Bryant Lake Bowl to see the last showing of The Averagers.
Oh,
Christmas
nice.
Christmas War.
Which a friend of the show and previous guest Duck is in.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Also, Dr. Kessin.
Oh, is he really? I didn't even know that. Shit.
Yeah, he plays the Incredible Sulk.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, I was not aware.
Nice.
Yeah. And some other fantastic people. Levi Weinhagen, Josh Escrimshaw.
Yep. Who's who of awesome?
Yeah, that doesn't really show that.
It's pretty much an awesome show. And it is a show that knows better than to take itself seriously.
Sure.
Which is, I absolutely delight in that.
Yeah.
Plus, it happened to be the show that all of the, like, local performers decided to show up and watch.
Oh, fun.
So it was fun to be like, I know everybody in this, well, not everybody, but so many people in this audience. And then there were a lot of jokes where we'd start laughing. And you could see the people on stage trying to keep their composure in front of their friends. It was hilarious. But yeah, it was really well done. Comedy Suitcase does some really great stuff.
They do.
And Duck was phenomenal.
Excellent.
I mean, everybody was, but it was Duck's first time playing with the Averagers.
Right.
So, he had a stellar debut.
Excellent.
Oh, wonderful.
And yeah, I really had kind of a busy and full Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I did other things. I can't remember. Oh, I went to the Knights on Saturday for their Coco and Muppet Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah.
Thingamajigger. That was fantastic.
I have yet to go to one of those.
Oh, really?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw Salsa there, so, I mean, that kind of sucked.
So, you know, B+.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But, no, it's just... Are you doing okay, Salsa?
No. At one point, Toussaint was thinking of going, and this conversation was happening on Facebook that Toussaint was like, yeah, I might try to swing by and blah, blah, blah. And my wife was going, yeah.
for reasons.
Yeah.
Yes.
For reasons.
I didn't go to that party because I'd promised Megan I'd actually go to a party that her friends did.
Gross.
Oh,
because
I
she's
see.
Really only hung out with my friends.
Right.
And so...
fair is fair.
Her friend... Joe and his girlfriend Audrey or Aubrey? Audrey, I think.
Sure.
Through one of the like the ugly sweater parties.
Oh yeah.
Which I've heard tell of but I've never attended before. And
neither have I, actually.
Yeah, and it was like
I have.
Megan has a sweater she ordered from Mondo. So it is a Christmas sweater, but it's gremlins hanging off of Christmas lights, you know, so it's technically an ugly Christmas sweater, but it's hip, you know, like the ones I see walking around at work, there's people like Darth Vader ones.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she had that, but a lot of people just went to Ragstock and bought the ones that are created to be ugly or just legit old school ugly ones. I didn't have the money or time to like find one that I could actually afford, so I just wore like my favorite sweater, which everybody complimented me on.
To be fair, comparatively, like I'm sure yours was the best one in the room.
That's cool. But, no,
man,
that was,
where did you find that ugly sweater? That's far the worst one.
But that was, no, it was fine. Like, and it, you know, my social anxiety let me do pretty well for about an hour and a half. And then I got a little twitchy and we had to go. But everyone there was super cool. Like, you know, Megan's friends were all great and we had fun. And they did a white elephant thing.
Yep.
Which
you've got to have a white elephant
hate.
Thing at it.
And Megan's like, told me about it like the day of. And I was like,
oh,
the what now?
God.
And so she's like, I'll just stop and get something on the way home from work. I'm like, yeah, you will. Because
you didn't even have time to get a sweater.
Yeah,
how are you going to get a present?
Yeah, you didn't tell me anything about this. And so we brought...
That's when you grab your toaster that's 4 years old
basically.
And you throw it in a box.
Although everyone did a good job, I think, of getting actually pretty cool stuff, which was impressive. Nothing ridiculously expensive, but like Megan found a Bloody Mary crafting kit. Oh. So it had like mix, a couple of like little glasses that are probably like plastic, and then like a couple things of like seasoning.
Yeah, go to the dollar section at Target and grab something. Yep.
And so she brought that for hers, and then she picked up the Oregon Trail card game.
Oh, I want that.
I turned out I was one of two people that had that, which people were still thrilled because I gave them a better chance of getting one. So that worked fine. I ended up with like a couple, like a Pez thing. I got a little bag. There's like a Pez thing and like a little slingshot monkeys. Oh. And a DVD of season one of the 1980s Dungeons & Dragons cartoon.
Oh my God, you're shitting me.
And I was like, that's impressive.
What?
Right? And again, I mentioned this at lab.
Again, somebody else making way more effort than you.
Yeah. Well, it's Adam, Megan's friend, who I've also hung out with a couple times, and it like knows everything about comic books ever, and is great for that. But I found out only after I'd picked the bag that it was the one he packed. And so, of course, I should have expected to be something great. But like, I love that I told the story at lab. A couple hours ago when I did my intro and basically got the same reaction. And I love that, like, this is a geeky safe space. Lab is kind of a geek safe space. Where,
yes.
Like, it's because I said, if I tell that story at any other open mic, you would just hear the sound of vaginas drying up. But here, everybody else is like, what? And like, I want to watch it. Like, so.
Right, stop talking and put on the AV.
So when am I coming over in my PJs?
Yeah, I am very much looking forward.
What Saturday morning are we doing
exactly.
this?
Exactly. Yeah, I'm very much looking forward to this weekend because I have the boy this weekend.
Yes.
And so I'm going to pull that out and be like, all right, buddy, like we're gonna watch this.
God, I want to hang out at your place.
Yeah, it's going to be
I've never said that.
Well, no, I've already had to like promise like a coworker that I'll loan it to him after I'm done. Like, this thing's going to make the rounds.
Oh, yeah.
Once we've gotten through it.
I would also like to borrow it
for sure. Yeah, so yeah, I think that was
so that Jessica can roll her eyes at me.
People drooled over that quite a bit, so that made me very happy. So that actually kind of softened my usual disdain for the White Elephant process, because that's a really cool gift, and I bet it was at like a half price books for $5 or something.
Yeah,
but that's a real smart idea, just like really grind in that nostalgia. So yeah, I did the ugly sweater party thing. I was trying to figure out, because okay, so we're there, everybody's got like hors d'oeuvres and snacks and stuff and like really good food. And it's like near the end of the night when we're going to take off, and there's like these, and Joe's girlfriend is like French, like the full accent that sounds made up, but it's real.
Oh yeah.
And so there's like four bags,
like champetoy.
Yeah, very much. So there's like four bags of these,
so
like
she could
3 foot
pronounce
long.
The
oh, absolutely. Yeah. Oh. She and Chip could probably you know, talk French in circles around Chip, because he will admit that he's not perfect at it.
Just say courier de bois, or whatever it is.
but on the kitchen counter are 3 bags with like 3 foot long baguettes that are like take and bake style. So you just like throw them in the oven for a little bit, and we're like, oh, because by now we're drunk and hungry, and we're like, oh no! I'm like, we're stealing these, and they're like, yeah, you can have one. We're like, wait, really? And they're like, yeah. We're like, oh shit. So then I'm
don't
holding
tell
three-
us that.
Yeah.
Now we're not stealing it.
So I'm holding this like 3 foot long baguette in a plastic bag for like the last 20 minutes I'm at the party. And then Megan will walk by and I'll just smack her in the face with it. And she's like, quit hitting me in the face with the baguette. And I went, just hit her again. And she's like, I figure she punched me in the dick or what, just slapped me or something. And I'm just like, you guys are right? And we're like, yes. Smack, 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 smack. And then we get home and it's like, you know, midnight and we're just wasted. Because as we're sitting there kind of waiting to go with our ride, who is like finishing up saying goodbye to people, we're just doing shots because I'm super uncomfortable. And she's like, free shots. So we're just wasted. So we get back to my place.
Shots.
So we get back to my place and just pass out immediately. So last night then, we're like, oh shit, baguette. And...
did you hit her with it again?
I did not. But so we
sliced but then
it.
He did hit her with his baguette.
Am I right? And so cut
it's
it
more
in
like
half.
A croissant.
Yeah, we cut it in half and then sliced it the long way and basically kind of made Italian dunkers.
Nice.
With we each did one, which was pepper jack and pepperoni.
Wait, so you took an actual French
Italian
loaf
dunkers is my new Led Zeppelin cover band.
Yes.
Yeah.
Took an actual French loaf and turned it Italian.
Yes.
But not like actual Italian.
No,
like shitty American
Italian. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we each had
because that's
America.
The story of Christmas.
Yeah, so we each had one that was pepper jack cheese and pepperoni, and one that was mozzarella and or no, not mozzarella, Parmesan and pepperoni, and then made like, you know, just heated up some like ragu or whatever, and sat there and just like, because you have a foot and a half long thing, and I'm not supposed to eat cheese because I get sick, so I'm just like blah blah blah, and I finished the first one, and I'm just like, oh. And it's like, let's go sit down. And Megan's just like, finished the first one, is half of the second one going, I've come to terms with the idea that I ate more than you. I'm like, what? He goes, I'm not being weird about it, but, like, this is weird, because in general, you know, like, your boyfriend eats more than you, but, like, I'm cool just getting fat, and, like, I like food more than you do.
She and I need to hang out more.
So cool. And
she and I need to hang out a lot more.
And so then I'm like, no,
we can have some poutine together.
Oh, for sure. And I'm like, well, I'm going to eat more of it. She goes, I know, because the thing is Megan eats like a snake does. She eats, like, a big meal, and that's kind of it for the day.
Right.
And whereas I eat, like, every 4 hours, uh-huh. You know, and so
I eat,
sure,
like,
enough,
a snake every 4 hours.
Yeah, well, right now, you're one of those weird genetic anomalies. But, so then it's like, must move to couch, must watch 30 Rock. And just, like, sat and kind of went, like, and watched 30 Rock until we'd gotten, like, 2 episodes deep, and I was like, I bet it's time to heat up that other baguette. And then, like, you know, put it back in the oven for a few minutes, and then came back out and ate another half of it, and was like, and then, like, 3 more episodes of 30 Rock, and I'm like, yeah. And back and heat it up again. And she's like, yep, you finished them. I'm like, I know, it just took me 3 tries. Like, we ate the same amount of food, I just have to graze on it longer. So, that turned out to be delightful. And then I was like, this morning, I went, did we really just kind of beg for your friends to hand us food so we could have dinner that we didn't have to buy? She's like, nah, it's cool. I'm like, are you sure, though? That seems weird. She's like, nah, that's totally normal. I'm like, is it?
It may well be with her friends, and that's what matters.
Maybe. I don't know. It felt
don't judge
a little
her
strange
friends.
To me. I'm
don't
not judging her
judge.
Friends. I'm judging us as being perhaps douchebags and going, this food you didn't actually serve at your party, we're bringing it home. That's not going, can I have leftovers? We're just taking their groceries at that point. Like, that's a little weird. It was really good, though. I want more of it. I want more.
That's a really good idea. I want baguettes.
I left the Knight's house with 2 new coats. Well, new to me.
Nice.
Because Jess was
not groceries.
It's not groceries. But as I was leaving, I think Jess, like, took pity on my jacket. Like, because it's super old. It's, like, almost as old as Jessa. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's a little in need of a wash and kind of falling apart and this and it. But it's super warm and I love it. She was like, Do you need a coat? I've got some coats that don't fit me anymore. Like, I'm like, on the one hand, she really is just that nice a person.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, she, you know, she may well have just been like, oh, wait, you're tiny. You'll fit into my old stuff. Mm-hmm. On the flip side, like, she may have been like, oh, that jacket looks really bad. Mm-hmm. What can I do to help the poor Jenna? Like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, awkward. So, yeah, I too left a party this weekend with more than I bargained for. It's not baguettes, but
I mean, to be fair, that jacket's no baguette, am I right?
Right. It's pretty awesome though. I've got it upstairs. I'll show you.
I left the party with my wife and both of my kids, so I also left with more than I bargained for.
Regret. Because you have a teething, however old.
Yeah, although I'm sure the Knights appreciated you leaving with all 3 of them. Well,
true.
You probably could have left the wife behind.
I don't know.
Yeah,
The way Asher and Fred play with each other is kind of adorable.
It's super adorable.
Are they basically the same age?
Pretty much.
Yeah,
really close.
Yeah. They're within 6 months.
I was about to say,
so that's
a little
close
bit
enough
younger,
that
right?
No.
Older?
Asher's younger.
Oh.
Not by much, I don't
Asher's
think.
Just big.
Yeah. Well, sure, yeah.
Yeah, watching them play,
Asher's
like,
a chubs.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because, and, you know, both the Skullhead kids are pretty small.
Yeah.
They're not, like, titans of stature, so.
That's fair.
They're all pretty cute, though.
For sure.
Oh, my God. I also saw Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Oh, yeah. What do you think?
I really liked it. But I will say, things I did
Hold
not
on, pause.
Know about.
Stop. I'm sorry. Stop.
What?
We have to pause just for a second. I don't think we had enough pomp and ceremony over the fact that you saw a movie.
Oh, shit. You're right.
Dun, 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 dun.
Just
that's pomp, just circumstance. It was pomp and ceremony.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
R. Kelly tune.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm just saying this was a pretty important moment, and we glossed over the fact.
It is weird. You've seen a movie that neither of us has seen.
I haven't seen it. No,
that's very odd, actually. And it was not watched for the sake of a podcast.
No, she just decided to watch a movie.
Well, it was date night with Justin.
Did.
Like so we got the VIP seats at the IMAX.
Okay, now that we've drawn sufficient attention to the fact that Jenna saw a movie.
I saw a movie.
In a movie theater.
I've actually seen two in like the past month.
What?
Well, because I saw Doctor Strange.
Oh my god. Oh shit.
God, Doctor Strange is good.
Yeah.
God, it was really, really good.
Oh god.
All right, anyway. My parents almost took the boy to see it last year, and he's like, I want to watch it with Dad. I'm like, aw. And they went, oh, that's like $25 more. It's like, fuck me. You could have seen it when I didn't have to pay shit when grandma.
God damn it.
Anyway.
Proceed.
So yeah. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them was a pretty good movie overall. Pacing was a little touch and go for me.
How long is it? Is it a little inflated runtime?
I don't actually know.
Okay. That would be my concern.
Well, because I saw it at Showplace.
I like Showplace. They're
and
nice.
We had the VIP seats, so I was drinking during the entire thing.
Sure. So you were probably just...
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't paying attention at time.
Yeah.
Now
that's a Harry Potter sequel? Is that correct?
It's not really
Harry
a
Potter
sequel.
Universe.
Yeah, it's within the universe, but it's actually... It happens in like the 1920s?
So it's sort of like Rogue One is going to be to Star Wars. Like it's another story that takes place in the same universe.
Same universe,
but you won't see the same characters.
Earlier.
Okay.
I thought the acting was great, but the pacing just felt a little slower. And it might just be because like adult pacing is different than kid pacing.
For sure.
I don't know.
I've heard... everything I've heard trends to good.
Yeah.
And the thing I was always concerned, I'm not a huge fan of Harry Potter.
Sure.
I've read all the books and thought they were, okay, you know, they're kids' books. And like, some were better than others, for sure.
Yeah.
And then I've watched the movies, and some of those are certainly better than others.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, overall, it's like, okay, that's fine, but I don't care. I don't revisit
it. It's positive, but I'm not a fanatic.
And so I was not like, I need to go see the new Harry Potter thing like so many people are.
Yeah.
And that was, I think I talked to Scully about it and a couple other people, and they're like, you don't need to be a huge fan. You can just kind of enjoy this movie on its own.
Yeah.
And it's sort of its own beast. And they're like, well, beast.
Yeah,
But that was actually kind of encouraging to me to go, okay, I don't need to be all steeped in lore and be looking for Easter eggs.
There
and
are
stuff,
certain things
cool.
that like, if you know about, if you are well in tune with the Harry Potter world, you'll be like, oh, that's a reference that's there. But it's
well,
not
like being
that,
a Marvel fan and then seeing a Marvel movie, you'll go, I know why they said that.
Oh, that thing.
And that's
But yeah, there is absolutely nothing in there that you need to be a Harry Potter fan for.
It stands alone pretty well.
That's kind of what I was like, okay, that kind of makes me want to see it. I'll probably still wait till it's on Amazon
so,
or Netflix or something.
It was a bit heavier in places than I expected.
Like, totally?
I will say, and this is a trigger warning for anybody out there, because I could have used it. There's some abuse that happens in there.
Mm.
They deal with it with an abusive situation. And
like with the animals?
Like kids.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which is part of the Potter universe, really, from the start, too. So I can see how...
the very beginning of Harry Potter was...
But they don't go... You know, depending on how graphic it is, though.
Yeah, it's a little
different.
It's
discussed,
it's
kind of played almost for laughs.
Right.
In
As
Harry
opposed
Potter.
To this was...
It's a little darker in the books, but even then it's still pretty light. It's a light touch, because those are intended for very small kids.
Yep.
So...
So this was... I mean, it was definitely more adult. I don't know that I would want to bring my 7-year-old to see it.
Interesting.
I'm not sure that I wouldn't bring my 7-year-old to see it, especially when my child was
But you'd
seven.
At least
but
be glad to see it maybe before the kid to judge for yourself.
Exactly.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
You know.
And it is specific, and it might just be a me thing specifically because those types of themes can be disturbing for me.
Sure.
Surprise. But yeah, so I didn't know that going into it, and I just had like a couple of moments of, oh God. But they were really well done. The way that they worked it in and things like that actually was very strong and stood on its own. But some of the pacing, like when we're looking at the beasts, so some of them were just like looking at the beasts. And I was just like, okay.
Like almost zoologically.
Exactly. I was like,
you
want to
pay off your money shot. Like, look at this crazy thing we created. Look at how much time and effort we spent animating this.
Yeah.
Let's give them time to look at it. It's like,
the actual
action
shots with the animals were fantastic.
Sure.
But there's about 5 minutes worth that I was like, am I on the monorail? Like, am I going through the Minnesota
Zoo? You
might
have hit that on the idea of it being, you know, pacing for kids, being like, they're going to want time to sit and study every detail so they can beg for the action figure later, you know.
So where do you find them?
Apparently in New York.
Okay. Not,
I mean,
not what I expected, actually.
Also all over, but...
I mean, there are some pretty fantastic beasts in
New
York.
Look, if Pokemon has taught us nothing.
Oh, God.
And it has.
Yeah, okay.
Had to get there.
Did you know Pokemon has a Santa hat now?
Yes. My coworkers, a couple of them, were lamenting that loudly today as I shook my head and realized how old I was.
I played it for
a
while.
They updated Pokemon Go a little bit or something, so now...
They were lamenting it?
Because now Pikachu has, like, a Santa hat, but you have to, like...
Why is this lamentable?
There are certain things that changed, but that you have to, like, get a new thing or start a thing. There's some kind of thing where you don't just automatically get grandfathered into it. And so,
so if you already have a Pokemon, you need to go get one
with the variant or something. And so they were all like, rah, rah, rah. I'm like, oh,
that actually makes sense, though, because, okay, so you collect all of your Pokemon. Yeah. And if you're in it for the collecting, then what?
Yeah.
Then well, now you're done.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's like...
Then you press the update button on your phone and you got it.
Pretty much. But, I mean, like I've said, I play Marvel Puzzle Quest because... It doesn't require spending actual real-world dollars, and you can play it on a lunch break at work. And they add a new character, I bet it's like one a month. Because even with spending no money, I acquire at least one new character a month, sometimes two, depending on how lucky I get with like random roles.
Right.
Sure.
And I would have everything if they didn't keep adding stuff. And so you have to do something to kind of keep people going, oh, I want to get Moon Knight now.
Right.
Or like, oh, shit, I want Gwenpool, or whatever it might be. And like, you need to have that. And so it's like... Oh no, they added things that will make you keep playing the game that you enjoy playing.
Right.
Yeah. How dare they?
Oh, those bastards. Know,
because what had happened up until 3 months ago, everyone went, yeah, I mean, I got everything though, so the game's kind of boring now. And it's like, right. Yep. So,
yeah.
Yep. And that's the whole problem I always have with, you know, people like, oh my god, I got the cheat codes for whatever, and it gives you unlimited lives and ammo and money. It's like, well then there's no game left. I mean, there's a few minutes of just like wantonly blowing things up or whatever if you want, but like,
and it really does depend on why you're playing, because there are games that I play to strive for, and then there are games that I play just to blow shit up.
Right, but that's, to me, like, that is a specific gaming session of just, like, I want to play this and just blow shit up, and that will feel good.
Yeah.
But, like, if you want to actually play a game, you know, giving yourself, like, in SimCity, giving yourself unlimited money takes away the game of the game. Because then you just drop all the things and just sit and wait.
I'm going to enter the cheat code to have the game play itself for me.
Yeah.
And I wake up tomorrow morning and I won.
Yeah. I'm going to tell a Bill story.
Yay.
You guys ready for this?
Y'all ready for this?
He was playing... God damn it. I fucking hate you guys. I can't remember the name of it now. Katamari?
I love Katamari.
He was playing the one where... So you've got the Rose World, and you have to collect like 1,000 roses or whatever.
Oh, I know this story. Yeah,
yeah. So he actually took his little controller and he taped it in a very specific way so that he left for work, and when he came back, he had like 800 some roses.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and still, cheating that way, he was not able to get all 1,000.
That's the thing that people talk about. Yeah, like rubber banding the joystick to do whatever so that they can just kind of keep doing something in a game and leaving it on overnight. You know, I used to leave SimCity on overnight. You blow up your airport so your planes won't crash and the other disasters are pretty rare. And then you just leave it on overnight. And then when you wake up in the morning, you've got $400,000 because whatever few grand you get each year for taxes have been accumulating. And then you can go wild for a little while. And then you're back to just getting your $5,000 a year. And then you have to putz away through the day. But every night, you just leave it on, which is like the tiny version of that.
I did that once for one of the Elder Scrolls games.
Mm.
I think Morrowind. Because you level up by doing things in that one.
That was really
and one of them is like sneaking.
No, I played Oblivion.
Walking or no,
it's the one before like Skyrim was Oblivion, and the one before Oblivion was Morrowind. So that's
Morrowind. And one of the skills was like agility or dexterity or something. And basically, you level it up by jumping, but you could also level it up by swimming.
You could do that in Oblivion, too. I never walked anywhere. I just jumped.
You jumped everywhere.
Because it leveled up my athleticism.
But one of the things that I discovered is swimming also does it. And so I tucked myself into a corner in a pond somewhere and just held the button down overnight and came back the next morning.
Because you guys just, like, higher. Swimming against the side of the pond.
Exactly. Yeah. Just overnight. And I did that once and then was like, yay, I leveled up a thing.
Yeah. And that's when you get to the...
And that was the end of it. It was just like, this is now...
The progress quest, you know, where it's just like, my number got bigger. You know, oh, there's the game on Congregate,
which for some people that's really important.
For sure, no, and that's fine. Like, that's cool. But like, there's a game on Congregate. I think it's a sequel's not too called. Just the game is called Achievement Unlocked, and for the first while you play it, literally everything you do is like Achievement Unlocked. You know, move right. Achievement Unlocked, move left. Achievement
Jesse's unlocked, playing jump. That one.
It's really, oh my it's God. Pretty funny.
It's hilarious. And
because at first it's...
What game is this called?
The game is just called Achievement
Unlocked.
It's
called Achievement Unlocked. On Steam?
And you're like a little elephant that is like in a platformer. And no, not on Steam. It's on Congregate. It's free.
Oh, okay.
And
I must look.
Every single thing you do, like if you press
an
pause...
An elephant? I think I've seen a different version then.
Well, maybe. But the thing is, I think there's sequels. But I believe it was an elephant in the first one. Salsa's pulling it up. We'll find out. Congregate with a K.
I've never.
But the there's actually a lot of pretty fun games in that. Yeah. But the pressing pause is an achievement. Opening the menu is an achievement.
Yep.
Adjusting the volume is an achievement. And then eventually there's somewhere it's like die four times without hitting the ground. And then they're actually trickier. But at first, literally everything you do is an achievement until you've gone through a few rounds of dying. And then they start becoming a little more complicated.
Oh, see, the game Jesse is playing, and I can't remember specifically what it's called. I think it's similar, but not quite the same.
So this is a browser game? Or?
Yeah, everything's browser.
Okay. I've never been here. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's kind of fun.
Do you need an account?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
The one Jesse's playing, you actually create the world as you go through it. So you go left, then you unlock going right, then you unlock.
I know what you're talking about.
But it's like suddenly, like the third or fourth thing that you unlock, you get color.
Yes.
Then you get sound effects. Then you get music. No, then you get.
Did they do that for Achievement? They might have done something similar to that. But I think it's a slightly different game.
It's sounding different, but I can't remember the name of it at all.
Because I've played that where you unlock color and you unlock me. Someone is screaming at their.
No, oh my God. I own it. Right, and.
You own it?
That one?
The one I described?
Yeah.
Oh. Like, Jesse plays it on his phone, so.
Oh, you can get it on Steam.
What's it called?
I'm looking!
You
are the worst.
God damn it.
You are the worst.
Oh, hey. Turning on my phone so I can message Jesse, but I have the thing open.
There you go.
That's dumb.
Anyway, but yeah, that's fun. How do we get on with this?
We were talking about games.
Right.
We were talking about Fantastic Beasts before that.
Yeah, we're talking about that. And then
Pokemon.
Yep.
It's called DLC Quest.
Yeah, that sounds like that might be.
And the game is you start out at the very, very beginning and you don't have any animation, and then you move and you gain coins,
like the
and then you can
get better.
Then
and
you
stuff,
can
right?
buy animations.
Yeah.
And that
oh
lets,
no,
that's
not what I'm talking about.
Oh really?
No, you don't buy things.
Oh, this is.
Clearly, this is a concept that people have taken in.
What?
DLC Quest is a game on Steam, though, and it's very similar. It sounded like very similar to what you were talking about.
Yeah.
It started out like you couldn't pause at first. You had to buy the pause menu, and then...
Well, you just...
You could buy jump,
all of the
and then you
can items,
buy sound and
all,
things like
all
that.
All of the things, the sound and things were in treasure chests. So
you'd
go left, you'd hit the treasure chest and open it, and then you'd get the go right button. And then you'd open that treasure chest, and then you'd get, and at some point you get a sword, and then you get monsters,
definitely
things like that. So
it sounds very similar, but...
then you get
both of these games, apparently, we recommend. So DLC Quest on Steam and whatever it is on iPhone and probably Android, I guess.
I think Jesse got his on a Humble Bumble... Humble Bundle...
Humble Bumble...
Humble Bumble...
Humble Bumble... You know what? We really, really need some help with this podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, now entering the ring, at a combined weight of over 200 pounds, James the Hammer Fairbairn.
Thank you.
And I did not come unprepared or alone.
What?
Perfect. These are actually my favorite ways to come.
Whoa.
But I neither.
Unprepared,
right,
and alone.
Yes.
You are unprepared, so I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
Okay, so we're talking about games where you have to unlock elements of the game for the game.
Okay.
Such as, your only option is to go left. And so you hit your left button until you unlock a thing, and then you're able to go right. And you just add elements onto the game as you're going okay. through it. Salsa brought up one. What was the name of yours, Salsa?
So yeah, you're totally
DLC Quest.
DLC Quest.
DLC Quest.
What yes, was the name of yours?
Starring Jonathan Brandis.
The one I played is Achievement Unlocked.
Okay, so Matt's played Achievement Unlocked.
That's totally an elephant. Yeah, that's an elephant.
Okay.
So I was right about that.
Yes. Salsa's played DLC Quest. There's one that Jesse has played in mm-hmm. a mobile version where when you go left, you hit like a chest to unlock the game element.
Oh.
As opposed to just like Salsa's, you buy coins or something, or you get coins so that you can buy them. What is the app?
I bet I could find it. my knowledge of your game in particular that you're looking for.
Slim. You failed me.
Slim to none.
We thought that might be one you'd be like, oh, why?
I was really
yes,
hoping.
Of course. Everyone with my then? Intimate and Wikipedic knowledge yes. of. Not quite encyclopedic, but Wikipedic knowledge.
Wikipedic.
It's wicked orthopedic.
Oh, does that mean like I can just change things in your brain?
I mean, yes. I'm a human being. Yeah, you know how that works.
Literally how that works.
I don't understand.
That's why juries are so unreliable. That's why you have to get witness testimony within 3 minutes of the incident. Otherwise, it's
not... Yeah.
Good. So yeah, Salsa's currently playing Achievement Unlocked. How many achievements do you think you've unlocked?
God damn it.
40, 50-something?
Yes.
Yep. Because it is... have you played Achievement Unlocked?
I have.
It's ridiculous.
There's also... There is one that I can't remember. The name is something
keep
like...
Keep going.
Yeah. The name,
yeah.
Right?
Let's all talk
right,
about shit
it's fucking terrible. Yay! It's just like your regular show. All right. Yeah, yeah. So, there's one. It's something like you cannot live or you cannot win. And the game just drops you onto a cloud, and no matter what you do, if you try to move, you just slide off the cloud and you die. And you do this hundreds of times or thousands of times, but as you do this, something changes. Hmm. And small things will change, but it sort of builds a game around your dumb inability to... understand that it will continue killing you.
Huh.
And I don't know whether that means that the game is punishment for your expectation.
Or reward for those? Perseverance.
Or if it's a reward for... But it, whatever it does, whether it's punishment or perseverance, that whatever it does, it is slowly opening a game to you based on...
Which...
It's for PC.
This now has me thinking about frog fractions.
Frog fractions.
Oh my god.
Right?
I did not get nearly as far in that game as I wish I
had. I was the kid in the corner that like actually beat the game.
Nice.
Have you played Don't Shit Your Pants?
I was going to bring that up.
I have not played this game.
It's also
on Congregate.
I think all of us have played the real life version of this. LARPing, technically.
Very close to losing it before that. Oh shit, I just lost the game.
Yes!
Don't Shit Your Pants, which, to call it back to something that is relatable from previous conversations, made by the people that made Rogue Legacy.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh shit.
Yeah, no, don't.
No.
I know what you did there.
No. I have beaten that game.
Yep.
And I'm gonna spoil something here, sure. I'm sure. But you can just pull your pants down and shit in the hallway and you still win because you didn't shit your pants.
There are six endings, I think, depending on what you do. Five or six.
But there are like 10 or 12 achievements.
There are other outcomes, but there's like six ways to because there's an achievement for like shitting your pants in a certain way.
Too. Oh yeah,
I think there are 5 or 6 ways to win, and they're all just ridiculous ways of having your guy not shit his pants.
Well, and ultimately, I guess all of these things are open to you right away, but
yes,
you can only get certain suggestions for unlockable stuff or like the achievements that you would unlock. By doing these things, by doing other things in the game.
Yeah, because it's basically played sort of like a... kind of like a point-and-click slash text. It's like a very static
King's
image.
Quest.
Yeah, where it's like, you know, open door, enter bathroom, sit on toilet, shit. And it's like, you didn't say take off your pants, idiot.
Yes.
And so you shit your pants.
Yeah.
And you're
like, leisure suit, okay. Larry.
So, you know, next time, you know, open door, enter bathroom, but take off pants,
pants
sit on toilet, shit.
Right.
You win.
Right.
And then it's like, there's other ways to do it too. And then you go, like, you know, I got it. There's so much pressure. Fart. Follow through. You shit your pants. Fart softly. You release some pressure. You have more time.
Yes.
And you can only do that so many. And they have pills in the pocket.
Oh, that's right. The pills.
And
yeah.
Shit. Like, oh, God. It's really
it
good.
Is
it reminds me of Leisure Suit Larry.
A minute
it
to
does.
Learn, a lifetime to appreciate.
Yes. Yes. It is
69% complete.
It is the chess game, the go, if you will, of poop joke games.
Nice.
Did you just snort?
I did.
Oh my God.
Come on, go about poop games. I think, James, you might have been the one that laughed when I was talking about my chapped lips joke, and I said, let's gloss over that. And it was like one or two people laughed, and I thought it was you, because I was like, I made a lip gloss joke.
Yes.
And
yes.
I don't know if it landed
absolutely.
For most people.
Absolutely landed.
Happy, so.
100%.
I was explaining to Salsa and Jenna, because now St. Man of the Destroyer.
Jesus Christ, everybody's
joined.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I told you I did not come alone or unprepared.
Yeah, me and Jesus Christ are here.
But,
Jesus
over
Christ.
There.
As I was explaining to Salsa and Jenna, you know, we had the last show tonight. You guys were there. I did lament that I couldn't describe what I thought was the best part of the night, because that gives away someone's bit.
Right.
Which, you know exactly what I'm thinking of.
Oh, my God.
But I can't.
Actually, no.
Oh, okay.
Wait, are you talking about tonight?
Yeah,
the
show.
Hearse.
The reveal.
Yes.
And I was like, I can't talk about it on the show because I don't want to give away someone's whole act.
Yeah,
but
it's
that was
so good.
So much fun.
We were actually just talking about it on the way over here.
So made me so happy.
Yes.
So I'm going to just say, you know, rather than give away someone's stand-up routine, I will just say, you know, miss a lab and you miss a lot.
Yes.
Weird shit.
Yeah.
Like,
weird shit happens sometimes.
Wow. Yeah.
Was it the one guy was, well, I mean, there was John.
God, John.
There was John.
Holy shit.
There
John
was
Uecker.
John.
And
that guy.
Andy Kaufman. I think they might be, like blood brothers or reincarnation.
Something weird's happening.
Where, like,
holy shit.
She says Andy Kaufman, and I say the bastard love child of Ron White and Mitch Hedberg.
I thought throw a little Stephen Wright in there too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No. All right. Okay.
Because it's not quite a stoner delivery. It's a little more.
That's
electronic.
True. Yeah.
But yeah, it's in there. But yeah, it's so fucking funny.
Yeah. It's still something where the delivery pauses and you're like, oh my God, what's gonna happen?
I know.
Next?
And you're like, that
come
wasn't
on.
Even funny. But now this pause is so long, I'm laughing again.
Come on,
right.
Say something.
Right.
Say, oh God.
Oh.
Yes.
But yeah, I wanted to bring that up quickly to make sure that we didn't all spoil someone's stand-up.
No, yeah.
But yeah, it was a fun night. So as I mentioned earlier, James is here to bring me my check card because
yes.
I'm an idiot and left it at the bar.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I can leave you cool kids to do your thing, too.
No, that's fine. You guys
hang out.
Both of you. Yeah.
Thanks for buying me a shot there.
And see, yeah, we also were like, Sauce is like, well, they got bottle service. I'm like, motherfucker.
No.
Like, there's even a club that does that. He's like, they found a way.
At that point, I had just switched to straight up, like, Rail Jameson.
There you go.
Yeah.
Perfect. Speaking of straight up Rail Jameson, I noticed that in the lab here,
mm-hmm.
where we are, that there is Ben Romach
Earth
10.
What?
There is a giant bottle of
there
Ben Romach 10.
There's a ton of booze in here.
What?
Which one?
It's in the gold and green box.
Oh, just go get it.
That's
who,
the one.
Yeah. Who ahead, do I have to dirty hands upon?
So,
to
you
get
blue
that?
And
do
copper.
You need a glass? All you have to do is ask.
See, I thought this
do you
was...
you need a glass?
Yes, please.
Yes.
For those of you playing along at home, that is
that's a
polar.
24
ounce, yeah, polar.
That is a stein.
Which is basically just slapping a handle on the existing bottle.
Basically.
I mean,
but.
As much as I appreciate that, I have to drive ever again.
I'm fine.
Shit.
Well, let's take a
I used
break.
To respect you.
When?
Let's,
no, I didn't.
Oh, okay, good.
Let's take a quick break. We'll get our drink situation situated.
Oh, my God. It's a party.
Oh, boy. It's going to get weird. All right.
Yes, it's the
elephant game. We'll be back in just a second, hopefully.
If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on aonpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna at aonpodcast.com or collectively at feedback at aonpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm still Matt.
I'm Salsa.
I'm Jenna.
And I am Saint Mana the Destroyer.
And there's also some jerk behind you.
There's also some jerk behind me.
The calls are coming from inside the house.
The skeleton is coming from inside the body.
Gross. They're coming from inside something.
Gross. Whoa. Gross.
Before we move on to the next thing.
Wait, pause. Do you go bork, bork, bork?
Yes.
Oh, I hope not. Oh,
gross.
Oh, God.
Gross.
No. Not so
be
far.
Thinking about that now.
No. No, I'm just going
to
put no.
Before we move on to the next thing, Saint Man of the Destroyer, who, of course, knows all things good, is one of the longest-running friends of this podcast, would like to tell you about something good that you can appreciate.
It's true. Pretty much every goddamn day I go to work for some sort of majorly productive coffee company, which, I mean, it's great, I guess, for me, but...
You get, like, benefits and shit.
Paychecks are good.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Paychecks are great, benefits are great, but then when I go home and I actually want decent coffee, and I actually want coffee that has flavor and coffee that embodies... the area and the roast that has been selected for it, I will go to my stock of True Stone coffee.
Oh shit!
Yeah. Oh my god, that you're like an expert.
Corporate subterfuge.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Like I've been working for Starbucks on and off since 2001, and. They have given me an appreciation for decent fucking coffee. And when I take a sip of the French press that I've made from Two Stone Ethiopian coffee.
That's a good one.
Oh, like God, that. It is.
It's fucking amazing.
Now, what if someone wanted to order some for their own selves and wanted to get some kind of sweet podcasting discount? How would one do that?
All right, would that's
well,
the fucking...
Well, first, you have to listen to a podcast that has some kind of discount arranged...
God damn it, Carl.
Well.
...with Two Stone. For example, the fine people at Apropos of Nothing.
Oh, okay,
have you
cool.
met them? You haven't.
No. Are there fine... You said fine people at Apropos of Nothing, and I don't believe they exist, sir.
They I believe they have a code which is pronounced Apropos.
Yes! Victory is mine!
I mean, it's spelled... don't get me wrong, it's spelled apropos, but it's pronounced apropos.
Thank you so much.
Yes, you can go to True Stone Coffee on the in the interwebs and use the promo code apropos.
It's pronounced apropos.
Oh, you piece of shit.
I've been sitting on that joke for 20 fucking episodes. Yes!
I hate you so much. And you can use our discount code apropos or apropos, as you will.
Apropos.
Yep, to get a discount on your delicious, delicious coffee.
Sounds filthy that is, when you say it.
Well, yeah.
Right.
Yep, that's True Stone Coffee, our favorite coffee, and it is now, I would say, Saint Man of the Destroyer approved.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah. Indeed. Oh, Saint Man of the Destroyer seal of approval.
You need a stamp you can put on.
You need
on
a...
Yes!
Okay.
She does. It's on the front of her boot.
Yeah, sure. What? No way. Hey. That's coming soon after I make posters for Salsa's Sword Swallowing.
Yeah.
What?
You know, right? So, anyways, the point is, like, I have been trained in the tasting and evaluating and judging of...
Judger.
Yes, and the judging of bourgeoisie coffee for the past 14 years, and I would like to say that I forgot the name.
True Stone.
I would like to say that True Stone Coffee has provided the most conscientiously roasted and flavorful coffee that I have ever actually tasted in its life. So please, please order their Ethiopian roast.
So good.
Order start with anything roast.
I mean, order really yes. Buy whatever they sell.
indeed, buy everything that they sell.
Buy everything.
I
they
bet
sell.
They'd really like
twice
it.
Twice over
did that.
They would.
Obviously, their cold brew
for
is...
the price of a cup of coffee.
you can get
a cup of coffee.
So
thank you.
Their cold brew is great. It's highly accessible. Their beans are great, and they are almost as much accessible, and you should definitely get them.
I love their sampler pack. I just I didn't know which roast to pick, which beans to pick, so I went with a sampler.
So so and then after that, just definitely definitely go with I forgot
Ethiopian.
Yes, Ethiopian.
There you go. All right. Ethiopian.
You guys, the name of the game we were talking about earlier? Evoland.
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 Like Evoland. Not
Evoland.
Evoland. That's a different game. It is an Evoland.
Which, is it a free download?
It is not, actually. No. Jesse got it as a part of a Humble Bundle.
Humble Bumble. I was just watching Rudolph.
Bubbles
I was just going to make that reference. Good job.
Right.
Don't you know Bubbles Bounce?
Oh, speaking of holiday-related things.
What?
How about a Fast Five?
What?
Fast Five!
So we are still working our way through a backlog of older Fast Fives. So we've got one from October 30th of 2012.
Oh,
from, oh, that old chestnut,
right? God, from yeah. Jim Janicek, which is a holiday edition Fast Five. So
well, if it's October 30th, it might be
no, November 30th.
Oh, November 30th.
So it is, you did say October.
I'm not hard of hearing.
My bad. So
yeah.
Anyway, as we've mentioned before, this is all A or B Coke or Pepsi type choices. We'll get the context later. Question one.
Yes.
Eggnog or spiced cider?
Spiced cider.
Eggnog.
I feel like I might spiced be a cider. Nog guy.
Wow, but spiced cider is really
even
good.
Even before I didn't know I could have dairy, eggnog never sat well with me.
I've always kind of liked it.
And it might just be because it's dairy-based. Like, but I just, the taste spiced is cider. Not quite my thing.
I think I was given it for free while underage at flip shows enough times that I kind of have a warm spot for it.
Okay.
Eggnog at flip shows like can't be actually eggnog.
I mean, it was just rum.
It's 30% semen.
Right.
It was by volume.
I was pretty happy.
There were.
And see, now spiced cider is fine. Now, if it was like wassail,
oh,
probably a different thing.
Was spiced cider? I think does tend to be more of a fall thing as opposed to a winter thing.
That's more, yeah. That's more of a Halloween.
They are both highly seasonal.
But if I am asked which one I prefer
beverages.
Overall, I'm going to go with the spice cider.
I think I'm going to give the nod to nog.
You're going to give a nod.
My initial thought was eggnog, but I think I might. You've sold me on cider.
Yes.
God damn it.
No, see, I'm actually going. I'm going with eggnog because
you're an asshole.
There's the non-alcoholic option that you can get kids hooked on.
To
make them more
early.
Better.
What you do to get kicked out of Valley Fair?
I just saying. When I was a kid, making eggnog was a fuck ton of fun.
And then it's a cheery holiday beverage when my mom wants to mix in.
After
like,
we had gone to bed, then it was a cheery
comfort.
Holiday for my mother.
Oh,
but
oh, honey,
yeah.
Whoa.
I know, I know.
I don't la la la.
We can change that.
La la la.
La la la.
Right. Question two.
Yes.
Creepy.
Ooh.
Or fun.
Sweat.
Creepy.
Probably fun.
Creepy. I
mean,
Porcano
Los
Dos,
but
it's
really
going to
swing wide open.
I'm like, I both at the same time.
Because I love a lot of creepy things.
Well, creepy will...
Creepy can be fun, so I'm going to say fun. Yeah, I'm going to say fun, because I don't want creepy for creepy's sake.
That transition.
So only creepy.
Like, what if it's sitting on Santa's lap? Is it creepy or is it fun?
That's creepy.
And well, it depends on Santa.
If it starts out creepy.
And it depends on what you're asking for.
I think at my age, it's almost exclusive.
Well, but then that's you being creepy, which you find fun.
Aha!
Look.
Yeah, you do.
Here's the question is,
wouldn't do it if
the question
want.
Is, when you're
one
hitting
the
on the opposite sex, is it fun
podcast.
Or is it creepy?
I'm
and it's creepy.
Creepy,
yeah. Totally creepy.
Yeah, it's totally creepy. It starts out as creepy, it gets fun. You can't start out as fun and get creepy.
No, I'm too old to talk
about it. It's like trick-or-treating. It's a bell curve that looks like breasts.
Yeah, at your age, is trick-or-treating fun or creepy?
Okay, let's...
oh.
Creepy.
Let's
wait, what's
yours? Themed, and I believe we're talking like Christmas Eve.
Maybe.
So Santa's probably the closest.
Santa's probably
I mean,
a good one.
Halloween is a holiday.
Can I,
right.
Let's be fair, like any bell curve for James is going to look like breasts.
That's fair.
Yes.
I mean, as it would
in fact
for me
most
too.
Things.
No, I'm okay
to.
With this.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Story checks
out. I'm going to say fun unless it's the Santa laugh thing, and then that's probably
good. I'm going to go creepy. I feel like most
are you kidding? I'm going to get my money's worth. Creepy. I'm going to make it fun. There you go.
Just kind of get your butt
Santa's
all
getting
a
dance for the whole song, all right? I don't care if it is last Christmas. It's happening.
Yeah. Question three. Big or small?
Yeah, big.
Mine is small.
Big. Small.
Big.
Big.
Yup.
Big.
I'm going to go big just because.
I'm going to say small because I'm not a size queen. Jenna.
You ain't a queen.
Look, I've given birth. I need something to fill that hole.
There you go. Oh.
And the rest of us give you a wide birth. So.
There you go.
Yowza.
You a princess. You ain't a queen. Sorry.
Is this Tu Wong Fu? Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar?
Gross.
Yes.
It is
question
now.
Four. Ghost stories or caroling?
Ghost stories.
They're both so good.
I gotta go ghost stories, obviously. Christ,
they're both terrible. Stories.
What?
What? They're Christmas.
A ghost
tradition.
Story is a horror movie for your head.
Yeah.
Right?
You piece of shit.
I think
I actually
and caroling is a go is a ghost story for your mouth. I
well, like,
I actually, I
mean,
think
technically
I
Christianity
go,
is a ghost story.
No, ghost story or zombie story? You really take your pick, but
no.
Oh. Inhabited by the Holy
and the
Ghost.
Christian story. That's not a ghost story at all.
No, I really want them to make story. Like the Scooby-Doo right. ghost thing whenever right. they talk it's, about the Holy Ghost in church.
It's a very, very positive zombie story. Yeah. So.
In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost.
I'm going to go with caroling because I love singing.
I also enjoy singing.
And it's better than
I'm
karaoke.
I'm
going to
go with Halloween stories.
Ghost stories.
Scary stories. Ghost stories. That's the one I was, yeah. Because caroling is awful. Because carols are awful.
I can't imagine being entertained by caroling.
I've done caroling and I really enjoyed it.
I have also enjoyed it.
Yeah.
There are roughly five good carols.
I get cold really quick, and that's the problem that I have with it. But
then you just bustle out, you hit like three houses, and then you have an excuse to treat yourself to some hot cider or cocoa.
Well, yeah.
And see, I'm the guy that's like, I'll stay here and stir this half-empty pot.
I mean, third full pot.
Right.
I mean,
$100. What do you want $80 for? Here's $20.
What are you going to spend $10 on? Yeah.
Here, you got $60.
And finally,
thank you for going.
Yes.
Our final question, figgy pudding or rumpa-pum-pum?
I would like to try figgy
pudding. Which position is really...
which is a better name for a sex position?
Figgy pudding
is rumpa-pum-pum is...
rumpa-pum-pum.
Like, that's almost...
I think rumpa-pum-pum is a better sex
position. That is 100% a sex position.
That's just anal power.
Figgy pudding, though, it sounds real dirty.
It's part of the little drummer boy, like, sex... maneuver.
What would figgy pudding mean?
It would be butt stuff. Absolutely.
I think that's three fingers.
Yeah, but
that's three fingers in the butt is the figgy pudding.
Yeah. But rum pum 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 has a little bit more action.
Right.
I feel
that's
like
hip thrusting.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the rum pum pum.
Exactly.
So the rum pum 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 is anal pile driver. The figgy pudding is
see?
A Cleveland steamer glass bottle.
Oh,
but no,
whoa,
it's just pooping right into somebody's mouth. Right, yeah.
Oh. See, I'm gonna have to go with rumpa pum pum then.
No?
This question better be about sex positions, otherwise this is a weird
You know what? You know what? It is now. I don't care what the correct answer is, it fucking is now.
Postscript, Matt Alex, please edit out the entire description that you had of what a figgy pudding would be.
I just watch a lot more porn than everybody else.
No, I was right there with that, but yes.
You and your partner each take a snorkel and you put it in each other's ass.
No.
Oh, the old man knows nothing. He just described a double frogman.
This is true. You do watch more porn. However, this...
Because the rest of us actually just have sex.
It's true.
And then he watches it.
But however, this is a very creative and very, very holiday, like, life-affirming / family-friendly type of
position. No, that's a very
position.
Good point.
So, right.
This is a holiday sex act, so you need to be wearing
exactly.
You need to be wearing a Santa hat while you're doing it.
One of them has to be done stealthily while at your parents' place with your significant other.
Oh, no. No, it's
and I just think
so you can't
pudding
do rumpa pum pum. Then you have
no. Rumpa pum pum is you have to come down their chimney without them knowing. or waking up. Otherwise, you're a bad boy.
That's what makes it a figgy pudding.
Yep. No, you put the drummer boy in the manger without waking
the baby. Exactly. You have to come down the chimney.
Hey, honey, how'd you sleep? I woke up with a throat full of figgy pudding.
you have to come down the chimney and leave a present without the kids waking up.
You have to stuff that stocking, is what you're saying.
Unfortunately, if we're going to bring,
oh, sorry, baby, you're getting coal this year.
It's cold outside.
Also, don't you ask them out.
If we are going to bring if we're going to bring the puppy in the dryer to this tradition, the puppy obviously has to flop out within the baby manger, like as the Christ child when it's finished drying.
Because there's no room in the inn.
Right. It's hot. It's hot, fluffy, and it's the salvation of humankind.
There you go.
That's what you get. However,
by the way, coal in the stocking is a poop noodle.
What?
Okay, I'm gonna derail this conversation.
I think she means she's gonna rail this conversation.
I'm gonna something.
Oh, okay.
So, I was watching a little toddler earlier, 13 month. So I don't know if that's toddler or not.
Okay.
She toddles. So
then, yes.
Good enough. Yeah. And she started laughing, and I started laughing, and then she was laughing some more, and then I was laughing some more. And she was so delighted that her laughter could cause me to laugh, that it caused me to laugh more. And, like, she was just so proud of herself, and I'm like, it's not that hard, kid.
This is functionally how I live my life.
This bar is very low. I won't tell you this.
She doesn't know. She's only been here for 13 months.
I know. So. Anyway.
All right, let's figure out where we're at here.
Good, because somebody has to figure it out.
Right. Some of these are pretty on point.
Yeah, logistically, how much of those?
Disturbingly so.
Eggnog or spiced cider, which do you prefer? Pretty straightforward. Mm-hmm. I think we all basically answered with that idea.
More or less,
yeah. So, everyone, sure. Change your answer?
No.
Okay.
I spiced cider has a much wider amount of time in which you can drink it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Creepy or fun, we were pretty close on this one. Teens sitting on Santa's lap.
Oh.
It feels like it's only ever done ironically, so it's not really creepy, it's just douchey. It's just elongating a line for parents that have to do it for kids that need to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's like the kind of shit I would have done and probably did as a teen.
Unless you're talking about Molly at 13 when she still believed in Santa.
Sure.
Yeah.
But that's a very rare beast.
Glover.
Ha-ha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think she was like 14 or 15.
Right. She has said before on stage that she gave a blowjob before she realized Santa wasn't real.
True story.
Yep.
And that was the same sitting, actually.
Oddly enough.
Awkward.
Same Santa, really.
You're not the real one? Then what did I blow you for?
Damn it.
What?
Question three. Big or small, your preferred New Year's Eve gathering?
New Year's Eve
gathering. Absolutely nailed it.
I've gone to small now.
Yep.
I said big, but I think I would go small.
I'm still gonna go.
I'm not talking about like going small. Times Square big.
Yeah, no.
Even going to a bar, I don't like.
I don't want.
Not
like
even talking about like Times New Roman big, but I'm talking like modestly sized.
Yeah, I'm like
yes.
Depending on how you define big or small, like I like about 7 inches, I think, on the scale of big to small. Yeah, you know, something a little bit above average.
I guess it just depends on where you're putting it.
That's what she said.
Well, is it a rumpa-pum-pum or a figgy pudding?
It's going in the manger. It's basically
okay.
And that's where you get into like length versus girth. So,
to be fair, the number of people at a party or the girth of it versus the endurance of that party
versus the length of it. Yeah,
That's actually
within
before
those,
it finishes.
I would
also
prefer length over girth.
Mm. All right. Within those schematics, I don't know.
Yeah.
I actually like multiple girth parties.
Nice. I would go for
it's
girth.
Good if you can get it.
I feel like I would too. I would rather see all the people I need to see in about 2 hours and go home. I feel like that'd be more my move.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, that's kind of.
Even if you're there for more than 2 hours, seeing a wide variety of people is more interesting than spending 6 hours with the same.
I feel like, I think
the same people
that like, let's play cribbage again.
Yeah.
I think last year, Megan and I went over to, like, Carmo's place, and there were probably 12 people total. And that was
enough. 12 is a respectable number.
Yeah, it was just like, okay, we...
I think that's about the top end of where I would want to be.
Yeah, we had a couple drinks. I mean, to me, listened to some music, and then it was like 12:30 an hour, like, we're good. We feel like we've kind of done our obligation here.
Like, to me, that's
and then, like, maybe went home and, like, still were awake enough to, like, watch a movie and have drinks.
What we did... That was good for me. What we did last year and what we're going to do this year is we're going to have a toddler New Year's.
Sure.
And basically what we do is we have a few friends with toddlers over at a friend's house, and the kids run around and go crazy and have fun together as the kid, as the adults drink beer and have a conversation.
Do the same thing.
And then we watch the, like, Rio de Janeiro ball drop at 9 o'clock or whatever local time here. And then we tell the kids, yep, that's New Year, time to go to bed now.
That's tomorrow.
Hooray!
Yeah, exactly. Somewhere. No, the kids get to see the ball drop, and then we go home and go to bed. It was great.
That doesn't sound like a terrible time.
No.
That sounds amazingly smart, plus pathetic.
Yeah, when did you get smart, Salsa?
I didn't get smart. Somebody else thought of it, but I am pathetic, and so totally scans.
He got parent.
I didn't get smart. I got married.
Yeah, at some point, I think it's you got parented.
I got married to a smart woman.
Sleep becomes the most valuable commodity. Yeah.
Also,
once you have children.
Yes. If I was playing Settlers of Catan, sleep would be a commodity, and I would hoard the shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Also, he's married to a very smart.
I am married to an incredibly smart person.
Holy crap!
And I have smart friends who think of things like this.
I would say big gathering for, like, an apartment, which would be, like, 10, 12 people.
I think 10 or 10
to
people
15
is
about my...
I want about 25 to 30.
Gross.
Yeah, we've always, slightly bigger
parties. You had a date like that once, too.
But even with a house. Yeah. You guys have all been to...
the same Santa's, actually.
But you guys have all been to parties at, like, my old house where we'd have, like, 30 people. And, like, that can be fun, but the ones that I usually enjoyed and would, like, stick out were the ones that were smaller and they kind of were more intimate.
You,
I kind of like that better.
With a smaller group of people, you have those really good... Well, exactly. You have that really good conversation with somebody that lasts for 2 hours. And in a big party...
This is what a good bonfire is for.
But half the time I would go to a bigger
party...
At
the end of the party, everybody else fucks off and you have a tiny group
There would be people there that I wouldn't have said anything to all night. No. So what's the point?
I'm going to say it depends on the party, because there is a New Year's party that I've gone to for the past, like, 3 years that has been the perfect New Year's party for every scenario that you guys have described. There's areas where people can fuck off and have very private conversations. There's areas where people can get together and have very large conversations with sort of appetizers of...
With a big enough party, you can kind of compartmentalize.
Realized I'm hungry, by the way.
I always realize
nachos.
There's a kitchen where this hostess will prepare things like nachos and smaller amuse-bouche and desserts.
Amuse-bouche!
Yes, amuse-bouche and smaller desserts for just cramming into your face.
That is typically
four
how
people,
I take them.
And then those desserts will make their ways out to the tables and stuff into the various separate conversation groups for just basically just cramming it into your mouth.
So there's a time and place for both, I think.
Right.
But it's a mood
thing. I think my favorite
too.
Kind of party is the one that starts as a big party and then dwindles.
Well, there ain't no party like a West Coast party.
That's because a West Coast party don't stop. Right?
It depends on the hostess.
I'd want to make a bet.
I mean,
has got to have a really good sense of what's going on. And
this has gotten you in trouble before, so do it.
Right. So question four.
I think West Coast party was probably your birthday.
There you go.
Okay, question four.
Ghost stories or caroling? Which is the better group activity?
Yes, ghost stories.
Ghost stories.
I'm going to land on ghost stories.
Yeah.
I think for the majority of situations, it is probably ghost stories.
Yeah,
but goddamn,
like,
do I love a good
caroling
group.
People who are really good at ghost
group.
Stories, they tell two stories. It takes 10, 15 minutes. Everybody's satisfied. They like those stories. Or they laugh. Or, you know, a skeleton pops out or whatever. Like, it's a thing. But if you're caroling, if someone is bad at caroling, if someone is bad at singing, one person can fuck it up for the group. If one person is bad at telling ghost stories... then that's 2 minutes of your life wasted.
It's similar when people sit around telling jokes. Someone tells a bad joke, you move on to the next joke.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. So I think I have to go with ghost stories.
Here's the thing. Christmas carols as a music style are worse than country music. So that's just
country
awful.
Country Christmas carols would then be the pinnacle.
They would be awful. No, that's, terrible.
No.
On the other hand,
Christmas shoes are probably the worst.
On the other hand, on the other hand, with ghost stories, you're usually sitting around a campfire, and the campfire is the X factor.
It's also it's warm.
You can pay attention to the ghost stories, or you can just ignore them and make your s'mores. But you got a campfire.
That's the thing, though, is people nowadays don't realize that Christmas is the season for ghost stories.
It is a good season for that.
Back to the Victorian time.
Absolutely, yeah. But they sing carols and they walk around in the snow and then they they annoy people and wassail's good, but campfire.
Canned wassail?
Campfire.
Inside, what? Around a house fire, trying to keep warm.
Around a house fire?
I'll draw you on a bar napkin. I'll draw this for you.
A house fire in one's parlor.
No, but nobody does that anymore. So campfire,
the parlor out of space.
Well, nobody likes you, so.
Oh, good.
Fair. No, that's true. Okay. Absolutely true.
It's a good middle ground.
A kind of fun parody.
Wow. Ghost stories. Damn it.
Yeah.
Does Hardcover Theater still do ghost stories?
I don't know.
The Hardcover Theater, used to do ghost stories around the same time, and it was obviously Christmas themed, but. It was still very much ghost story stuff.
I think people just fall back on Christmas Carol, which is a ghost story.
Right.
Sure, but not quite in the tone.
And that's why they expanded upon that, is publishing and performing other ghost stories around Christmas time that would apply.
Final question. Yeast.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Figgy pudding or rumpa-pum-pum?
Uh-oh.
What's our context?
Wait. Here it comes.
What sounds like the more interesting holiday-themed sex act?
Yeah!
Victory!
Yes!
Everyone has won.
Yes!
We've all
obviously, our listeners know us well.
I'm still going with Figgy Pudding.
I can't believe that.
I gotta go with the rumpa-pum-pum.
What was the adjective?
It's too obvious.
Fun. Which is the most fun. Which sounds like the more interesting.
Interesting. Exactly. The most interesting, I gotta go with the rumpa-pum-pum.
It's so obvious, though. Like, but
Figgy Pudding just sounds dirty and pretty straightforward. Whereas Rum Pum 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 sounds like it's got some mechanics going on.
Figgy Pudding is the most conceptually.
Rum Pum 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 sounds like something you have to require straps and a little bit of preparation for. Whereas Figgy Pudding just sounds like poop.
Only because of the syllables involved.
Absolutely.
Like, no.
Absolutely.
No.
I feel like you need a swing for rumpa pum pum.
That's a tall stalling tactic.
Oh. We won't go until we get some. Until we get some. We won't go until we get some.
So bring
it
right here. Yeah.
And on that note, dear listeners, as we head into the final stretch of the holiday season, we hope you all have some good plans, or you've thought of some since listening to this. If you come up with your own definitions for Figgy Pudding or Rumpa Pum Pum.
No. Even better. Dear listeners, send us cocktails.
Cocktails or sex positions.
Or sex positions.
Right, Christmas Carol themed sex positions.
My God, yes.
No, Christmas Carol themed cocktails that you can then have sex positions with while drinking.
I volunteer, Stevie.
So yeah, feel free to, when we do post this episode on the Facebooks like we always do, comment on that. If you've got an idea for a holiday-themed sex position or drink or cocktail type thing.
Let me mix you an all holy night.
Let's, it's an all holy night.
No, I need an all holy night as a sex act.
But yeah, weigh in and let us know what you think, and maybe we'll try to come up with a recipe we can pull off sometime here before the holidays.
If somebody sends me how to make a good King Wenceslas, you would be my hero.
All right.
So with that said,
a King Wenceslas though, a good King Wenceslas.
I think it would have to be.
It'd have to be a good one.
It would. I think it would have to have gin for the juniper.
Well, yeah.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah.
Which means I probably won't like it. Yeah. Anyway,
so send me the directions.
And I think it has to be blended. For the snow, deep and crisp and even.
Mm. Oh.
The holly and the ivy.
Oh. When they are both full grown.
One of my favorite Batman the Animated Series episodes.
That was an excellent episode.
That was
rather good.
All right, are we leaving?
We are getting out of here. So
Thanks everybody for listening. Thank you, James and Saint Mana, for stopping in.
Things to do this week. Let me see if I can get all of this up.
Blast them up.
Okay, so this Thursday you can go to Double Blind Improv at Honey, starting at 7:30. There is an incredible list for that. If you are not an improv person, or gosh, I really want to audition for Fearless Five. We are having auditions for that from 7 to 9 at the Mounts Theater. You can also audition for that on the 18th from 11 to 2. So you could do the Double Blind on Thursday and come audition on Sunday. That's fine as well.
And hey, I'm not auditioning for this show, so you're guaranteed not to have to work with me if you hate me.
Yay! Oh, thank God.
So,
I'll be in Florida during that show.
Yeah, well, I mean, great. But
So the 16th, Friday, is PowerPoint Karaoke.
Yes.
Starting, I can't remember if it's 7:30, I think. But
hit up Facebook.
And yeah, you want to go to Fantasy Flight Games early because you want to be able to get your food so that you can get your discounted admission so that you can then get your discounted games.
Exactly.
So
that's how you min-max that experience.
Exactly. That.
That's how it happens.
Also, PowerPoint Karaoke this Friday. The opening act is Reverend Matthew Kasson and Louis Science.
Oh, shit.
Yes.
God damn.
So that's going to be a hell of a show.
I haven't taken the boy to PowerPoint in a while. I might have to take him out on Friday.
Yep. So those are all the Fearless things. I also have Klingon Christmas Carol is still playing at the Mounts Theater. You've only got a few more opportunities to see it. 16th and 17th starting at 7.
I've seen this year's and it is wonderful.
The and Christmas the 18th, Carol in Klingon.
Yep, the 18th at 4:30. I got a review that said that the fights were well choreographed, so I'm just going to take that and put that in my piggy bank. It's the last full weekend to see it. They've got one more show after that, so come on out, come see it. It'll be awesome. And I think that's everything that I know of to plug.
That sounds pretty thorough, I got to admit.
Yeah, do you guys have anything else?
Anything we're missing? I feel like there's at least
do you
one
have, like,
podcast.
A podcast or something?
I mean, I do, but have you heard it? The Awfulcopter actually just celebrated its wonderful poop episode. It is all, it's chock full, like brimming, soupy full of poop stories and poop jokes. It is, that's 86A. Look for it on Vault404.com along with our sister podcast, Terms of Disagreement.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Awesome.
I've heard of that podcast.
They're kissing sisters.
I'm Saint Mana, and every once in a while I show up, and you should probably listen to that stuff. So.
Yes.
Just listen to me.
A solid point.
She shows up, and she destroys.
Yay! Pretty goddamn much I destroy, and there is absolutely nothing that comes after that destruction.
Everything comes during the destruction.
The destruction is final.
Everyone's
I had a date like that.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Kay. So you know. So the post-destruction is entirely disappointing. And so I
it's an endless refractory period.
Highly recommend. I recommend
the refractory index.
The post-destruction. The
it feels like -5. But
the pre and constant destruction that I will thus bring to you.
Okay. We have lost the plot. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for dropping in, everyone. If we forgot anything, we'll be back at you next week. Until that time,
we probably have forgotten.
If you're in
something.
A wintry state, drive carefully, stay warm, all that good shit. Take care of each other and eat the fucking cake.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Talking and testing the microphone.
Microphone.
Also testing this microphone.
Microphone. Microphone.